More than 24 former foster children in Delaware are now attending college without having to pay tuition or other costs. WHYY's Chris Barish reports.
Naisha James was removed from her unsafe family home as a child and spent years bouncing from one foster home to another. But today she's a University of Delaware freshman living in a dorm with a meal plan, all for free at a school where in-state costs are $33,600 a year.
I don't have to worry about where money is coming from. I can just focus on my studies and not have to think, oh, I have to pay for my tuition and oh, I have to do this and do that. It's very important to not have another thing to stress about.
James is qualified for the tuition waiver program that lawmakers created in 2021 to support foster kids who have often endured chaos, trauma, and abuse and age out of the system without any financial resources. Besides UD, Delaware State University and Delaware Technical Community College offer the waivers. Sophia Sakin oversees the initiative for the state. She said it evolved from a discussion group of foster kids.
This opportunity allows them to focus on the essentials and then to be able to thrive. At the end of the day, they're obtaining jobs that they've wanted. They have their degrees that they always had hoped for.
Five students have graduated since waivers started in 2022. One is getting her master's degree, another majored in engineering and played a varsity sport.
It's really exciting to see these young adults achieving their goals and making their dreams come true.
Another recipient is Janaea Van. She has used it at Delaware State and now Delaware Tech, where she's working to get into the program to become an ultrasound technician.
When I imagine a life where I don't have any of this, it's not much that I can imagine other than just struggling. If I didn't have help paying for my tuition, who knows if I'd even be in school right now.
The waiver is available for 5 years, as long as the student is under 27 and enrolled full-time. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.